My guest at this time is Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. Today, the Attorney General, as well as the rest of us, found out that the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected his case challenging the president's new health care law and saying that he does not have standing to bring such a case. So we want to get his thoughts now on what his plans will be and what he makes of that decision. And Mr. Attorney General, it's great to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
The three-judge panel basically saying that because of the standing issue that it believes exists here, that it didn't bother to rule on the constitutionality of it. What did you make of the ruling, first of all, on the standing?
Well, first of all, no other appellate court has ever denied a state the standing to defend its own code of laws. I mean, this sort of dismissal of a state's role in our constitutional system is unprecedented. So it's really extraordinary. It's something of an outlier. It is not the only extraordinary aspect of their rulings today. Virginia had its case, and Liberty University Foundation had its case today also. And in that one, they entered two rulings that no other judge anywhere has found, as is the case with the standing in Virginia. So there are three different matters where this court is alone, and I'm talking about district courts and appellate courts, in coming to some of its conclusions.
Its decision and recommendation is to send this back to the district court to get the standing issue resolved. Your plan, as I understand it, is to now appeal this to the Supreme Court, correct?
That is correct. We'll start working on a petition for cert right away, and we're going to be thorough about it, but hopefully that'll be filed this month.
And in terms of what the appellate court said about the standing, do you think that'll affect the Supreme Court's decision on whether to accept this?
I certainly do. I mean, the Supreme Court weighs heavily what the appellate court judges do. However, I do think that they have created what amounts to a circuit split. This, as because the Fourth Circuit is the only circuit now to ever deny a state the ability to defend its own code of laws, while others and the Supreme Court have said that states do have that ability, it's an element of sovereignty. I do expect optimistically that the Supreme Court would take the case, and at that point we would also try to be arguing the constitutional elements as well again.
To what extent could this be a blessing in disguise? And the reason I ask that is because there had been some reports following the oral arguments that perhaps this three-judge panel, all appointed by Democrats, was possibly kicking around the idea and even asked for more paperwork on this, about the idea of this as a tax. And if they were going to go down that angle rather than the Commerce Clause, then the suggestion would be that no one would have standing until someone had actually been taxed, and that wouldn't be till the full freight of Obamacare had been implemented, and that could be even worse than being rejected in the way that you were today. How do you read that?
Well, over in the Liberty case, one of the judges did at least indicate that if the case came back, they'd find it to be a tax and therefore constitutional. And again, this is one of those three items I mentioned that no other judge in America has found. I mean, if all the federal government has to do is order you to do something, on Mondays you must wear pink or we will fine you, and that because you are fined, it's a tax and therefore they have the power to do it, that's pretty radical. That's pretty radical, and there's a reason I think that this is an outlier and that no other judge of more than 10 or so that have considered this, I think we're up to 15 judges now if you count appellate courts and so forth, that have found this to be within the taxing power. That, again, is another element of the outlying nature of this decision.
Does that suggest then, given that all the other district court findings, regardless of which way they went, as well as the other appellate court decisions, not bringing that up will make that relatively weak at the Supreme Court level, or is it too hard to say?
I actually don't even think the Supreme Court will take the tax question, because I think that, first of all, in the Fourth Circuit, it wasn't a ruling that this falls within the taxing power. A judge just said, you know, if we hadn't dismissed this case, this is what I'd do. So it's what's called dicta. It's a side comment. There's no doubt in the Supreme Court's mind what would happen if they sent it back to the Fourth Circuit. You see what I mean? They've said what we would do. But because no judge anywhere in America has found this to be within the taxing power as part of their holding. I don't even think the Supreme Court's going to consider that question.
Now, your case, of course, is unique because Virginia passed a statute protecting its citizens from the penalty or tax, depending on which terminology you want to use. So that makes it different than the case.
Well, the bill says it's a penalty, so we'll just take them at their word.
Okay. And of course, this is a case that emanated down in Florida with the 26 other attorneys general. Do you expect that, given the uniqueness of your case, it'll be considered separately, or do you expect them to be rolled together?
The Supreme Court has a lot of different options procedurally, but I think they'll probably just put them all together and take them at the same time. It's really a guess on my part, but I think that's what's most likely.
Given the fact that this decision came when it did, that suggests that we'll probably get a decision by the end of the next term, correct?
That is still the most likely time frame. The federal government is doing everything it can to slow this thing down as much as humanly possible, all the while issuing statements about how expedited they want it to be dealt with. But their actions have all along spoken a different story.
Is there much they can do at this point to stall it further?
Well, sure. And I expect that they will. And they'll do things like asking the 11th Circuit, where the 26 other states are, to hear the case en banc. This is where the states won and the federal government lost in Atlanta. And that takes another few months. And then when they lose there, they'll control the appeal because the loser is the only one who appeals, and they'll take the full time for that, and they'll just drag it out, frankly, and as best they can. And in the 11th Circuit, it's a lot more possible that they could get by a time period where it would be considered during the next Supreme Court term, but hopefully not. Frankly, we hope all these cases are up there together at the same time. It's frankly just a lot simpler way to approach it and a lot more coherent way to approach settling the law in this area.
Well, I know you're disappointed with the decision today, but I also know you're excited that it came and now we can move on to the next phase, and we'll certainly be watching as it does that. Mr. Attorney General, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.